You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Rachel from The Breakfast Show there. That's quite a get. Nobody's mentioned that.
What a celeb.
So, okay.
Might see her at Whammy from time to time.
And another celebrity around here right now. Kristen. Do you have a fancy cocktail name?
Do I?
I don't know. No.
Sassy.
Okay.
Sassy.
Sassy's Sippings.
Keep
it. Sassy Salon.
Keep it alliteratorial, eh? It's always better.
Now, what sort of drink are you preparing for us this evening, Sassy?
Okay, so it was World Gin Day just recently.
Oh, yeah.
And so tonight, we are going to be making a I Saw Elder Her Flower Stand Gin There.
Is that a haiku?
It is now. Thank you,
Sam,
Beatles.
Sam's pretty curious.
Leonard was good at haikus.
Old mate Leonard, you know he's caddying around America right now. Leonard, friend knows old mate Len.
Yeah, so with our great gin from Thompson Whiskey.
Victor Gin.
Victor Gin. And it is actually a kefir lime flavor, which will go great with our elderflower cocktail.
Kefir lime.
So what I did first.
Oh, a little. Okay. You're right with the.
I love it.
Okay, good.
I love this gin.
The good smell.
Oh, nice bottle.
Oh, is that the Victor? Is it the Victor? The Victor gin. Fantastic.
Yes.
I am in the same room. Sorry.
Yes. And so what you could do is you can make this drink The crowd get excited about the gin.
I was just buzzing out how I can't make the sound of like five people, but I can make the sound of 5,000 by going. It's great.
And then we talked about, this is off air, about being in a mosh, and when the mosh falls over and you're just trapped under other heaps of bodies and you can't do anything until someone picks you up.
Classic.
Anyway.
But that's not happening here?
Not at the moment. No, we're in the drink mosh. You have been muddling stuff away in a container kind of off air for a little minute now.
Well, you can make this in a big batch and muddle all the drinks together in like a big jug, but I wanted to do everybody separately so you could see that we are muddling cucumber, mint, and lime juice. Mm-hmm. So about an inch of a cucumber with the peel taken off, and then, you know, a handful of lime or a handful of mint leaves, and then a 30 mils of lime, and then muddle them because we have these awesome little muddlers here up at the station.
Tiny baseball bats for the people that are just listening in.
They are. Perfect. And then once you muddle each of them, put ice on top of each of the glasses. So we add our ice. This is a pretty simple cocktail to make, as long as you can get some good ingredients. So we have our gin. Oh, here we go. And 60 mils per drink.
A little skadoosh in there.
Yep, 60 mils. So it's a nice, hearty-sized shot of the Victor gin there.
And because it's that lime flavor, it's really going to take on what's being muddled.
That gin, one more time, Victor Gin.
The Victor
tonight,
Gin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Victor Gin at the forefront.
And
I
then,
knew someone was going to have a go at the way you say Rothsay Bay.
Kefir?
Rothsay.
How do you say it?
It's Rothsay Bay. Okay, that's how you say it. Are you opening a bottle?
So I am.
Oh, it'll have to do, won't it? It's not chi.
We have our elderflower. Yeah, Fever Tree elderflower tonic water.
I also like this one. Delicious.
And then you just kind of fill up.
Gimme a little bit.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, that looks fantastic.
Look at it.
Looks like it's going back.
Takesies backsies because.
Do you know what I love about Cocktail Corner at BFM?
When someone puts the cocktail out and pulls it straight back, they forgot it.
The mixture of glasses that we have up here, it is like the. It's a student flat, basically.
There you go. Then you can garnish it with a cucumber and a mint.
That explains the bowl in the sink full of water.
But that just means you can improvise.
That is a really good-looking cocktail, by the way.
Which one do you want?
Someone should take a photo of that before they disappear, John. Maybe I'll just grab my iPhone 5S.
Let's open.
I'll get my
iPhone 6. It's just saying I've got low battery. I'm just going to close that window real quick. I've got a floating button because the normal button doesn't work on my iPhone 5S. So just one second.
Just get that Victor Gin in there.
Like I said, you can garnish it.
Kristen, we'll take photos of you. Yeah, there you go.
My good side,
that's
which is my backside, so.
Sassy.
Whoops, I'm just going to tip that in there.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers, everyone.
Oh, we didn't look.
I was looking at your eye, but you weren't looking
I'm
at
me. I'm not into that superstition as much.
Cheers.
Everyone, cheers, Kristen. Cheers.
Sam Smith. Sam Smith, you're not going to cheers me? You're just going to, okay. I kind of want your glass. He's got the good one. He's got the, I'll just have one wine glass, you know?
Well, the thing about the wine glass is if you muddle in it, it gets a little bit messy, so it's good to muddle in a rocks glass.
Give it to the newsreaders, what you're saying?
Mm.
Okay.
This is delicious, Kristen.
Yeah, cheers, everyone.
Mojito's my drink, I've got to say, so there was no issue here.
You do like a muddled mint.
Whew.
Mm.
That is good.
Somebody's just offered me a 6S. Is that serious? Are you being serious?
Ooh.
God.
I'd like a new house.
Big hungry at 95.
What do you want, a new car, Sam?
Send it on in.
Someone's calling. Are we answering the phone?
Better not be a better phone than mine calling from.
Hello, BFM.
Shitty old iPhone.
Sweet.
SE or some shit. Oh, yeah. Kefira.
Is it?
Oh, Kefira. Thank you so much.
See, that's a whole other version. I was going to come in with a different type of it.
Kefira, it's the one. Everyone, look, you got to be fucking this up for a long time. Kefira.
It's okay. Fair.
Kefira.
Thank you, cholera.
Love you.
You're wrong until you're right. You know how it is.
Thanks, mate.
Kefira.
See, that's why I didn't say it.
Mm.
Rothsebe.
I would have never said Rothsebe.
Rothsebe.
Yeah. Otherwise.
Kefira.
There's no A on it.
Cheers.
Mm. We'll have to write it on.
Okay.
We'll tell Matt to change all his bottles.
Fizzy little mojito. I've forgotten what we're doing. We're on the radio again doing Cocktail Corner. Thank you, Kristen, for this mojito.
It's anytime. Like I said, it's elderflower. So it gives it a different kind of a drink. You can experiment. I tried it with some watermelon. Couldn't get the right watermelon. I think that this elderflower is just spot on.
A mojito just will take you away, you know? Because you've always had mojitos in the best places in the world.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like up here.
Cheers to that.
Yeah,
these
cheers.
Both the
cheers.
Ingredients
responsibly
here are
cheers.
Top notch. The fever tree and the Victor.
This is the real, this is the real talent.
Was
here.
Was that a little off mic, don't drink and drive? Very nice. Yeah, that's right.
Happy World Gin Day, everyone.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's going on right now? That's fantastic. Thank you, Kristen, one more time. Good evening.
Cheers.
Good evening.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.